cup. Boom.
If you thought 4 hours a day, 1,200 minutes a week was enough, think again. He's the last remnants of the old republic, a sole bastion of fairness. He treats crackheads in the ghetto gutter the same as the rich pill poppers in the penthouse.
Wow.
The clearinghouse of hot takes break free for something special. The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller starts right now.
That it does. We are in the air everywhere, bloviating 8 days a week. 8 days a week. This is obviously a spinoff of the radio show. It's been a wacky weekend, though, in the podcast world, because this is the only podcast this weekend where together, united, the Sunday Mailbag Podcast from west of the 405, David Gaston. And the crowd noise can go wild. Wild and crazy.
I think the crowd is excited that you are actually in the house for two consecutive days. You go from Saturday to Sunday. I'm really enthusiastic about this.
I would like to thank you, guest guy. As you know, on the Saturday podcast, which I did alone, I explain what has been going on in my life here. And I recently moved to the, I call it the halfway house, because it's halfway between my last house and my next house, which is being renovated right now. And so I'm in a temporary situation, and everything has been wonky and crazy. But you know what's not wonky and crazy? The mailbag.
Oh, boy.
The mailbag is not wonky and crazy. And I hear from sources, Gascon, that you like the mailbag, even though people just kill you and destroy you. And I have noticed going through the mail that a lot of hate,
a lot of
mixed
vitriol,
with a couple of plants.
Yeah.
Couple of plants. Team Gascon going in there and doing that thing. But for the most part, it's been all negative, with a few exceptions. So I want to get right in. I don't want to waste any time, guys.
Okay.
I don't want to waste any time.
Fine.
To me, this is my favorite podcast of the weekend. Okay, because it's the last podcast of the weekend.
See what you're doing.
All right. I'm a pilot, writes in from Parts Unknown. He says, catching up on the Sunday mailbag and listening to you two Muppets' food phobias. He's referring to the last Sunday podcast that we did prior to this one, obviously. Had me shaking my head. Hey, that's my line. You can't shake your head. I'm allowed to shake my head. He says, I do most of the cooking at home, and my five-year-olds have a better food palate than you do. He says, Ben, rare or medium? Rare is the only choice when cooking steak. No, that's wrong. You're wrong. I'm a pilot. It's well done with ketchup or A1 sauce.
Ugh,
that is the way to eat a steak.
That's defecation.
It says, last 4th of July cooking steaks, my girls said, well done, and I made them go to do Oklahoma drills until that silliness. Well, that's good parenting. Good parenting. I'm a pilot. I says, seeing how you are a non-practicing Jew, that is true, not eating pork in itself is blasphemy. Well, blame my parents, because I didn't eat it when I was a kid. It's just one of those things. I haven't done it. I never had a cup of coffee. That's just kind of how that goes. He says, going through life with no bacon, it's God's candy, he says. Is this true, Gascon? Is bacon God's candy?
Yeah, I think you would enjoy it if you dip down into the depths of meat, especially a breakfast burrito. We're in California. Yeah. I think it's well accustomed for those that work early morning or late night like you do. A breakfast burrito, eggs, bacon,
you love
sausage,
the breakfast. You love
potatoes.
The breakfast burrito. You're the biggest. You should open a restaurant and just serve breakfast burritos.
You know what? I'm a fan of the larger tortillas, especially when you get to double wrap your burritos. We don't have many places here.
So you are, California, when it comes to burritos, you're a size queen.
Yeah,
when it comes to burritos.
Yeah, I guess, you know, sizes. Yeah. Size matters, Ben Maller. Size matters.
I thought it was the motion in the ocean. I thought that was the...
no. Yeah, for females, it's all about size.
Oh, okay. Is that right? I didn't know. I guess you're hanging out with an interesting crowd there.
Well, yeah.
He says, I'm a pilot, says his kids, his girls, they routinely eat their weight in bacon and would gnaw your hand if you tried to take away their Berkshire pork chop, bone in no less, because I'm raising winners, not participants. it says David, Berkshire pork is the Kobe of pork. Add it to your shopping list.
I'll have to do that. I feel like that was a really emasculating email from Mama Pilot. Very rare that he will take a shot at me, but I will respond, and I will.
It's not done. The email, this is a long email. Just no seafood, no sushi. I will eat cod, beer battered cod, fish sticks. I'll eat that. He says, "How you can live on planet Earth where 70% of it is ocean?"
Got a good point.
Then he says, "That's God's supermarket." He says, a lot of God references here. You love Boston. That's true. I do love Boston. I did work there, but I almost moved there. I was offered a job in Boston a couple times. He says, but will not taste the greatness of the lobster roll or fresh shucked oysters. No, I don't. The idea of the oysters, texture, I wouldn't want to eat oysters. Just on the texture alone, looking at them.
Yeah.
I don't want to eat them. He says, a big bowl of steamed clams, grilled shrimp, or prawns. No, that sounds disgusting. That texture of fish is the problem. The smell and the texture. Beer-battered fish sticks are like eating chicken fingers, so it doesn't really bother me. It's like dip it in tartar sauce, put some whatever else on it, and you're good to go.
Everything but ranch, right?
No ranch. He says, like I tell my kids, try everything three times, including vegetables. Try taking asparagus from them. You would get shived, he said. That's what he said, S-H-I-V-E-D. He says, I'm throwing down a fatwa to you guys to change up your menu selections and venture out at least one new food a week and report back.
Wow.
That's what he says. That's a challenge.
That is the captain what's of the airline.
What's in it like for me?
I think bacon's the easiest one for you to do.
What's the carrot on the end of the stick, though? What's the carrot on the end of the stick?
I don't know. I'm a pilot. It's a crafty guy. He's probably your most prominent caller, listener. Interactor, just having his respect. I think that's what you need.
No, stop, stop. You're such a suck up. You're such a toe sucker. It's so embarrassing. He said also here, by the way, he took another shot at you. I'm a pilot. He's turning on you. He says, I showed my kids both your pictures and said, these guys don't like seafood.
Oh, boy.
They asked if you always were picked last and said, tell them to get the sand out of their panties and that the kids' table is in the other room.
Well, for the record, I'm a pilot, and for your kids, when I was young, before 14, I was typically picked middle to last and then hit the growth spurt, and I was always picked first after that. So,
yeah. No, I was picked last because I was fat. So, you play soccer, handball, you don't want the fat kid. Russell in Kansas writes in, says, I love the podcast for over a year now, but I just can't tolerate Gagon's extreme ego anymore. I don't care if he was actually the greatest person that ever was, which he clearly is not, Russell says. Just don't act that arrogant. He complains constantly about your toe lickers, as he calls them. Thankfully, he doesn't have many of his ego, he says, wouldn't fit in the universe. So sad to say goodbye to the podcast.
Oh,
we have lost Russell in Kansas because of you, guys.
Now,
we have lost a podcast. That's a download that we have lost.
But here's the good thing, though. We have a new category, because with Russell leaving, that means we go from bootlickers to a nut hugger. Russell is a full-fledged nut hugger of Ben Maller.
No. If he was a nut hugger, he would continue to listen to the podcast.
Well, he'll listen to your show. He's not going anywhere.
Well, he said he just said he's calling him a liar?
Yeah, I'm calling him a liar.
So you're an egomaniac calling a guy a liar.
And for the record, Russell.
A liar.
He is a liar. But for the record, he should acknowledge the fact that it is about me. Like, he is listening for us, and I am on this stupid podcast, so it is about me. What else are you going to do? Wait, what else are you going to do in Kansas?
Listen, Kansas is a great place on God's green earth. It's a lot of God-fearing people in Kansas, a lot of good, hard-working people.
Oh, boy.
That's the breadbasket. It's part of the breadbasket of America.
Oh, boy.
Kansas. And you're shitting all over Kansas. That's a bad job by you.
Sorry.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific. Be sure to catch live editions of The Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Rock,
all right, moving on. We got to go quick. Rat-a-tat-tat. I want to get as many as we can. Kevin in Kansas writes in. He says, Ben and Dave, once again, your podcast continue to inform and entertain. So here's a guy in Kansas that likes the podcast. Is there a butt coming in here? I've noticed that both of you have vast experiences covering or calling a variety of sports. What kind of prep do you have to do to be competent or better at broadcasting or writing about lacrosse or other such sports? Yeah, well, that's the equivalent of speaking Chinese or Russian, the sport of lacrosse. I don't know much about it. I've seen it a few times. I had friends that played lacrosse, but lacrosse is not big where I grew up. I know in the Northeast, lacrosse is very big. But like anything, if I were to be assigned a big television deal to broadcast lacrosse, then I would do my copious amounts of research and try to become a savant in lacrosse. I did softball. When I was in college, I did softball. That was odd, but it was just like baseball. It was just softball.
He's referencing what I mentioned last week. I had called a championship lacrosse match in Tustin, in your neck of the woods.
Oh, yeah, that's
where
right.
Where you grew up.
I'm from just across the way from Tustin, in Irvine, the north part. Okay, I guess he's asking you then, Gascon. What did you do? Are you a lacrosse expert?
No, I'm not a lacrosse expert, but I'm familiar with the game, called it pretty decently. I think the challenge will be tonight. I think the challenge will be tonight. I'm calling my first game for the European League of Football. And so the majority of the players on these rosters are from Germany, Poland, and Spain. So not the game.
So you're traveling to Germany?
No, I'll be doing things in studio.
Remotely?
Yeah, remotely, but the pronunciations of these guys will be a kick in the ass.
Here's what you do.
What's that?
All right, number 12 drops back, throws the number 88 over the middle. That's a first down.
Oh, man, I can't. Dude.
The big German.
The German.
You could have some fun to see if anyone's actually paying attention, right?
No.
You could, like, it's like I had a program director tell me that, you know, sometimes the phones, when I used to be desperate for calls, now I don't really care. I mean, I take calls, but I don't really need them. But I remember when I first started, and you're dependent on phone calls, and I had a program director who said, listen, Ben, if no one's calling, if you want to see if they're listening, there's two things you can do. You can either curse, and then the people will get upset, or you can make a mistake intentionally and then have people call up to try to correct you. And hand to God, it's kind of like the trope of the internet. You know how they say about the internet, if you want to get an answer to something, give the wrong answer, right? People love to correct you.
Right.
And it's true with radio. Like, if you make a mistake, they love to call up and correct the idiot on the radio.
Yeah.
Can't get enough of it.
That's good.
Love it, love it, love it, love it, love it.
That's good.
Let's see here. Who do we have? This one's from, should I say the name of this? Maybe I'll give the name at the end.
Sure.
Ben, I have listened to your overnight show for years. I have been loyal, supportive, and appreciative of the content and effort of the crew to make the show better than the best. I have listened to the Fifth Hour podcast since its inception. I find David a worthy opponent to your argumentative ways. He is creative, loyal, and supportive of building your brand. However, the Ben Maller Show and the Fifth Hour have gone off the third rail so many times with the content and the guests you have interviewed that I have come to realize, how dare you tease me with this greatness. Put time limits on your untouchable content. How dare you stir the pot and offer an honest, differing opinion on taboo subjects. The nerve you and David have to rock the boat with topics and guests, to provide enlightening conversations so that I can question topics, educate myself, and emphasize with situations and individuals. How dare you? If the Fifth Hour podcast of the Ben Maller Show stopped this off the high voltage third rail content. I may have to quit listening. Signed, what do you think wrote that?
Well, the fact that that thing was nice and eloquent, succinct, and well thought out, I would say it's one of your more coherent listeners and callers, someone that has teeth. Someone that doesn't have needles in their arms. I'm going to go with Tammy from Montana.
Oh, almost like you've seen that email before. Almost like you told her to send that email. Interesting.
And
all the listeners that we have, you guessed Tammy in Montana. Ding, 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 ding,
ding. Well, it's a process of elimination.
You've just been exposed. You've just been pants.
Listen,
you've just been pants.
There's only a handful of people that actually write that thoughtful into an email. I'm a pilot's one of them. She's another. And then I think, Blind Scott, maybe?
Blind Scott. Yeah. I have noticed that when, you know, Blind Scott's been battling some demons, but when he's back with the demons, he calls the show every day. When he's not on the demons, he kind of just forgets about us. He hangs out with his dog, Dylan, and that's it. Kyrie in OKC writes in. He says, "Hey, Betty the Bopper. I love Jed Who Fled as a caller." There's the one guy that loves Jed Who Fled as a caller. Oh, he is one of my favorites. I listened to the game show the other night and how mad you get when you lose the game shows. He says, "It's freaking hilarious to hear another sore loser like myself." Well, I'm not a sore loser, Kyrie. He says, Kyrie says, "Though I am one of the worst in the world. I once put my uncle out of my house over a video game."
Oh, what video game?
I don't know. He didn't say. He says, he's serious, though. "What sports moment or radio moment has angered you the most in your life?" The same question for Gagon, too. I like the West of the 405 responses.
can I guess yours?
Let's go ahead, yeah.
I'm going to guess that it was Game 5 of the 2017 World Series with Kershaw on the bump.
No, I was actually Game 7, or it was just the most annoying. I come in, people love to bust my balls, and I bust people's balls, and I get it. But the Clippers blowing the lead against the Rockets when they were going to the Western Conference. They were going to win the game, go to the Western Conference Finals against Golden State, and they had a double-digit lead. They're up by like 15 points, something like that, late third quarter. I'm leaving Staples Center. People I've known for 15 years plus, 20 years plus, are like, they know I like the Clippers. They're like, "Give me high fives. Congratulations. Great moment for the Clippers." By the time I get to the studio, the Clippers had lost the game.
Man. I think I told you this. The worst moment I ever had was my first on-air opportunity with San Diego State basketball as the game day host. And the opening segment was also the first play out of the TV timeout where Joe Flacco burn Raheem Moore over the top to Jacoby Jones in that playoff game and threw it 70 yards. Being a huge Bronco fan, I saw that on live TV in my studio while I'm on air. I wanted to punch somebody. That's absolutely awful.
Yeah. You know, I just, a lot of the radio stuff, like, I get frustrated when the equipment doesn't work. I start throwing stuff, but a lot of that's out of my control.
Yeah.
So I've come to grips with that. But the sports stuff, I mean, when you think something's going to go one way and then it just, you know, it's brutal.
Even if you have money on the line, it's even worse.
Yeah. Barry, that's true. Barry from Nashville, Yo-Yo Ma Benny. In the recent months, it seems like there has been a lot of songs, awesome songs, written for your show. Why do you think that has happened all of a sudden? Well, Bear, I'll answer that. I think there's a couple things in play here. We've been playing the songs more. Now, we've had songs written off and on sporadically for years. We had Tammy in Montana and Rod, the ambassador of Bakersfield, collaborated on a tune that was professionally done, and we played that a lot. And we've had a few others. But I really give credit to Jay Scoop and Just Josh. Those two guys have collaborated on a number of songs, and they've been so good and so professionally done that we've had Raz quit the band, who's also a musician in Minnesota, and he's started to put songs out really quick. Rat-a-tat-tat, he had like three songs in a row. And so there's like this rivalry of people putting songs out. And then the talent show every year, we get a couple of songs that are out that are pretty exciting. Barry also says, "As a contributing member of the podcast since day one, I really appreciate you having my payments being switched from checks to direct deposit. It really is more convenient and hits my bank account much faster. Well, I'm glad to help you out, Barry. Of course, you know, we do not have anyone that is on the show or sends email who doesn't get paid. Wink, wink, nod, nod. So, yeah, we have a big budget here. This is like a high budget morning zoo. Eamon in Yorba Linda in SoCal in North OC. You ever been to Yorba Linda?
Yeah. I have family that lives out there.
Yeah. It says, Big Ben, I love you and the show. I have been a listener since the old Ben and Dave days. Well, I'm back with a different Dave. Ben and Dave, the old 1990s radio show. He says, I used to love the way you guys would torture Lee Klein at the end of your show during the crosstalk. Oh, that was fun. Lee would get so frustrated and annoyed. Because Lee, and we've had him on this podcast, but Lee thought like, you know, he did highbrow radio and that... Myself and Dave Smith, when we did the show, we appealed to the unwashed, you know, the losers.
Yeah.
But he had an adult, mature audience. And, of course, it was all bullshit.
Yeah.
You know, he had the same people listening to him that were listening to us. In his head, he had this neurosis like, well, I'm more mature than these idiots. These guys are doing nonsense radio and all this stuff. Shock jock radio. He says, what happened to your old partner, Dave, and is Lee Klein still alive? Wow. Lee is still alive. I check in with Lee. We had him on the podcast, as I said, Eamon, and Lee is still, he's retired. He's not working right now, living a good life. And Dave Smith is working in radio. He's got a weekend radio show at I would give the name, I'd plug it. I don't, off the top of my head, remember the name of the network. It's a smaller outfit, but he's got a radio show on the weekends, and so he's still working actively in the business, and from what I understand, he's doing pretty well. So, well, I'm happy for him, and we should get him on the podcast at some point, but we haven't been able to work that out.
Well, since you wanted to plug him, why don't you actually plug Friday's episode with me and Ryan Harris? I thought I did a great job. Bronco fan with a former Bronco player.
You know, it was
well rounded. 25 minutes, great content, hard hitting questions.
Like, we should have called that one the sixth hour.
Why?
We should call that because that's not the fifth. The fifth hour with Ben Maller. It's not the fifth hour with Gascon and a Denver Bronco that used to play because you love the Broncos so much you tracked down a Bronco.
I was just going to tell the audience during that episode that you were in the recovery room. You were getting your MRI done on your knee with your torn ACL. You and your boyfriend Kawhi Leonard. I just
Listen, that's why they play the games, my man. That's why they play the games, and guys get hurt. Kawhi, you knew when you signed Kawhi that he was injury prone. I'm not like devastated by it. I mean, this was a possibility. People are like, "Oh man, you're gonna be so upset." I'm not upset.
I'm upset.
I'm not upset.
I
mean, this is it. I mean, it actually, the whole Kawhi injury thing makes it better because from my perspective, it's like, well, now it's just you've just in your head lost, and if the Clippers would have like come back and win or something like that, then that's amazing, and what an embarrassment it would be for the Utah Jazz, which is probably just not going to happen. So, yeah, I mean, it's fine. It's, you know, you have no chance without Kawhi to win a championship. So that's fine. I can deal with that.
Yeah.
And I've been very consistent on this. Like, you know, injuries are part of it. They're not robots. And I did a rant about this the other night about LeBron, what a dummy LeBron is. I told you. It's because of the shortened season. Yeah. Kawhi Leonard stepping awkwardly on, you know, someone, or Kyrie Irving coming down on Giannis Antetokounmpo, Joel Embiid, who's always hurt, getting hurt. It's all because they came back too soon. Yeah, sure, LeBron. Do your homework, LeBron.
James Harden out of shape, trying to play his way into shape, is not the NBA's fault.
But LeBron's got all the answers. Yeah. He's so smart with his high school diploma that he knows everything that's going on in the world. My God. All right. Moving on. This one's from Helen and Stu in Palmetto Bay, Florida.
Where is that at in Florida?
That's beautiful. You've never been to Palmetto Bay?
No, I have not. I've been to Miami. I've been to Tampa. I've been to St. Petersburg.
You've just been to the big city. You've been to Orlando, I bet.
No, I haven't been to Orlando. Have you?
You've not been? Yeah, I've been. Well, I was there for spring training, so I drove.
Man.
The Dodgers were in Vero Beach.
We
flew into Orlando and drove all over the God's green earth in Florida. But Palmetto Bay is actually in the Miami-Dade. It's in that area.
Oh, okay.
So it's, I'm looking at photos of it. It's pretty nice.
Nice.
Looks pretty nice. Not far from Key Biscayne there. Solid. Looks. I'd live there. Anyway, Helen and Stu says, why bother doing the Fifth Hour podcast when all that disloyal David Gascon does is sabotage your two tin cans and string audio?
Oh, wow.
Good point.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I've often said, Helen and Stu, that the most important thing, there's two things that are important in broadcasting. The most important is to actually be able to hear the broadcast. I have learned over the years, if you, the listener, has to work to hear what the broadcast is saying, you're not going to listen. And the other thing we learned from John Sterling, sell the soap. You got to sell the soap.
Yeah.
So advertising is, you could say it's number one because you, other than that, you're just doing free stuff. But if you can't hear the broadcast, what's the point of doing the broadcast? And Helen and Stu signed, fire Gascon and replace him with Roberto.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow. Do you think she wrote this after or before she put on her diapers and her husband's?
Wow.
Well, I mean, what are you doing in Florida?
You know, you've worn diapers for years. I don't know what you're planning about.
It's a little bit different.
Glenn in Chicago writes in. He says, what do you guys hate more, junk email or junk mail?
Junk mail.
Yeah, junk mail. Junk email is easy. Just delete. You know, you got a spam folder. No big deal.
I don't like the fact that they, you know, with credit cards or with any kind of advertisers, the junk mail, they come in these large envelopes and letters, and you spend a lot of money for business expenses to get these things out there. And that just clogs
up.
Yeah,
well, my mom ran a mailing service, and most of her business was junk mail from realtors.
Oh, my God.
It was a bulk mail service, and that was
who paid. You'd have title and escrow companies. So title and escrow companies.
Yeah, we had, I can't tell you, when I was in like junior high and high school, how many stickers I put on, like some flyers. Because that was before the internet was big, and that's the only way you could get the word out, is you just mass mailed junk mail to people, hoping that people, you know, a few people would respond.
Yeah.
Glenn in Chicago writes in, beautiful, deep dish Chicago pizza. I only had it for the first time a few years ago. Game changer.
It's good.
Game changer. Didn't think I would like it because the tomato sauce on top.
Oh,
I like
it. It's amazing.
It is amazing. They do it right. Glenn in Chicago says, what do you guys hate more? Actually, he continues the email. He says, when will Gagon realize you are great and suck your toes? Yeah. Wants to know. When will that happen, Gask? You're laughing. I have good toes. I have big toes.
Big toes,
crusted toes. I have a lot of callus on my feet from walking around barefoot.
Now, after your better half almost ditched you last week for condemning ranch, do you think she'd ever consider licking your toes?
Well, I keep what happens in the bedroom in the bedroom, Gascon. I know you like to get out of there, but no, she would not. On a serious note, Glenn says, I wanted to say thank you for your energy and the laughs on air and on the podcast. My father passed away back in March from brain cancer. He opted out of treatment. The most horrific last 6 months of my life and his. But thank you for the great monologues and laughs. I extend the thank you to Coop, Roberto, Eddie, and even Gascon. I'll even include Jonas Knox and Brady Quinn on that. Really the only times I smiled and laughed. Well,
sorry about that.
Thank you, Glenn. You say you've been listening to me since 2005-ish. I appreciate that. My dad passed away suddenly this year, as you know. My mom had cancer, though, so I went through that a little bit. She had breast cancer. She beat that. Actually, she had cancer three times. She beat it three times. The fourth time, KO'd her. Yeah, it had spread to her liver the last time. So I dealt with that, and I know how horrific it is to go to hospice, and, you know, you don't know. I mean, the cool thing my mom did, and I think she did this intentionally, when my mom went to hospice, they said, well, you know, she might have, you know, 5 months, maybe six, you know, who knows, it might be less than that. She lasted 11 days in hospice.
Oh.
And I think that's because she realized I'm not going to get out of here. I might as well. I don't want these kids to suffer. And she checked out. But my condolences to you, Glenn. Thank you for listening. And I do appreciate. I hope you'll continue to listen when things get better and things improve. Carlos in Houston, Texas writes in, bang, bang. He says, what is the origin story of Justin in Cincinnati? Also, did you guys have a crush on any teachers back in the day?
Oh, yeah.
No, I didn't have any hot teachers.
I had one.
I did not. I had a lot of older women and, like, I'm saying older. I'm going real old. and I had dudes. So I went into dudes. But you know, for you, for those of you that are fine, but I didn't. Yeah, I did not have any. I can't recall. Maybe a substitute occasionally would be hot.
Yeah,
and that would be exciting, but that would only last a day or two.
My fourth grade teacher was really hot. Her name was Mrs. Ton, T-O-N. She was extremely hot.
Yeah, with curvaceous or just beautiful smile.
Just beautiful smile. Yeah, she looked like an actress, and she was. She actually had a. She was a bitch, which probably made her hotter. Like she was that
female dog.
Yeah, no, she was. She had a serious attitude, and I always got busted in her class. But
oh, see, that's the difference between you. I always hated women with attitude. I was like, you're not better than anybody. What are you doing?
Yeah,
I hated it.
I think I'm attracted to women with attitude.
I can't stand it. Really? I like the relatable human being, whether you're a guy or a girl. I don't need the, I'm better than you. No, it's fuck you. You're not better than me. I mean, as far as Justin in Cincinnati, Justin's been listening for a very long time. He's had some odd jobs in Cincinnati, and I don't know what I can tell you. He listens to Fox Sports Radio more than our management listens to Fox Sports Radio. The guy listens all day and all night. He knows everything that happens. I don't think he sleeps. I think he might be a lizard person, Justin, and he's awake all the time, and he doesn't. I don't know. I do know that. Justin has a ghoulish sense of humor, and he did work picking up bodies, and famously he claims he picked up the wrong body. He was supposed to pick up a white guy's body from the hospital, picked up the black guy's body, and it became a big,
problem. Didn't you tell me he tried having sex with that body?
No, that's what you said. No. I didn't say that.
Necrophilia.
This one's from Scott, formerly from Rancho Cucamonga.
Oh, home of the Quakes.
Now in Northern Kentucky. He says, Ben, first of all, I want to thank you for your awesome cameo you did for my wife's birthday. Well, you're welcome. You're welcome. As she tolerates your show better than most, I make her listen to it. It was hilarious and put a smile on her face. Well, I'm glad she liked that. If you were to get a cameo from anyone past or present, who would it be from? I suppose Gagon can answer that too. Ha, ha, ha. It would be somebody in radio that Jim Healy probably would be the guy, you know, if he could bring him back from the dead. And I was a huge fan of his show. It's one of the influences why I got into radio. That would be a big one. I never got to meet him. I've been lucky enough to meet most everyone else in one way or another him and Paul Harvey. I never met Paul Harvey, but Art Bell showed up at a Christmas party. I was a big fan of Art Bell's. I got an autograph from Howard Stern at a book signing, so I didn't really meet him, but I could get an autograph right in front of him. He says, love the show on the podcast. And he says, new nickname perhaps, Captain Cameo. Captain Cameo. Yeah.
If I get a cameo, it'd be from Scully. Vin Scully would be.
Yeah. I've had dinner with him. Not that I'm bragging.
Thanks
not
for the
I'm
invite.
Bragging. Yeah, not that I'm bragging. All right, now here's the deal. So it's kind of a wonky schedule right now because I'm in this halfway house situation. So we actually are going to record the podcast earlier next week. So if I didn't use your email and I think it's good, I will use your posting in next week's mailbag. Okay? Next week's mailbag.
That's fair.
So we'll do that. And then also, in addition, if you want to send in a new question, you can do that. I'll put something up on Facebook, probably Monday. I think Monday, or maybe I'll even do it today on Sunday. I don't know. So we'll get that going. And thank you for all your amazing contributions. A lot of email and questions on Facebook for the mailbag. And again, if you missed any of the weekend podcasts, go back. We had the Saturday podcast with me, just me. It's all about me, Ben, telling you the story of the big relocation situation, the temporary Maller Mansion, and how that all went down. Give you the inside skinny. That's an exclusive only on the podcast. I've not talked about that on the radio show. And then it was all Gascon on Friday with one of his BFFs from the Broncos, Ryan Harris.
Yeah, so. Former Notre Dame Fighting Irish offensive tackle. And
motivational speaker, author. Speaker.
Champion of the Super Bowl winning team back in Super Bowl 50, the Denver Broncos. Yeah,
gift by Cam Newton.
Probably.
Did Ryan in the podcast, I got to go back and hear it, did he mention how they pushed Peyton Manning's rotting carcass across the finish line that year? Did they talk about that?
Didn't get into any of that, but yeah. It is an enjoyable one. It was Hardo Sports Talk, so I do apologize for those that want to
Hardo, X's and O's Sports Talk.
Yeah, there was no third rail chatter, so I do apologize in advance.
That's going to upset Chris in Houston. Yeah. All right, listen, we are out of here. Have a great rest of your Sunday, and we will catch you tonight on the radio and the podcast next week as well. See you then.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific. Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.